The last three appendices are reprinted here to complete the publishing record, since each appeared as an introductory text to the three main previous editions. The first of Carl Solomon's two pieces, an anonymous publisher's note that preceded the first edition of Junkie, is the more revealing of the two, and of clear historical interest. Ginsberg's introduction to the 1977 Penguin edition accurately describes Solomon's involvement in the Ace edition, just one part of its very instructive and still valuable narrative of events. The account isn't entirely reliable, however. Ginsberg implies, for example, that the Rio Grande Valley section was blue-penciled by Ace, when the evidence shows it was cut by Burroughs. More importantly, his claim that Burroughs wrote Junkie, in effect, for Ginsberg, sending him chapters as part of their long-distance correspondence, is contradicted by all the evidence, a correction that has far-reaching implications within the larger history I have related. The alternative account of how Burroughs began the novel, given by both his biographers, is that when his oldest friend, Kells Elvins, moved to Mexico City in January 1950, he simply encouraged Burroughs to write up like a diary his past experiences as an addict, which, although it's partial and inadequate, is what he probably did. But it would be wrong to end this introduction to Junkie with a quibble about Ginsberg's accuracy as an historian of its writing. He was the one who was there, and there when it mattered, making sure Burroughs' novel got published in the first place. And besides, who can ever truly say, here are the facts? This is the peculiar interest of Junkie, that it began at a point when Burroughs seemed to believe he could say this, and was finished at a time when he knew that he couldn't. If Burroughs never demystified the origins of his writing, this may be because incomplete or inaccurate accounts suited someone with things to hide, which he certainly had, but also because he doubted the value and suspected the power of claims to true knowledge. Even so, the novel itself points to the unaccountable, to that which, like the Junkie identity, escapes exact tabulation, and so remains irresistibly elusive, leading us on but always slipping away. There is no key, no secret someone else has that he can give you. Burroughs leaves us with a paradoxical key, a perverse secret, a confession perhaps, and most definitely a warning. Oliver Harris, September 2002.
This ends Disc 1.